Yeah, no, I think, you know, this is another regular season game that, you know, we prepared for, and, you know, it's a good team, it's a great test, so we're looking forward to it, but it's one of 82, I guess.
Good measuring stick, maybe? Maybe send the everybody else a message?
No, I mean, I think, you know, these kinds of games, you learn more about yourself, you know, regardless of the outcome. I think we'll be better after tonight. We'll learn, and that's what we want to do, is just keep building and getting better.
Top scoring team in the NBA, great defensive team yourself. Is there anything you change?
Not really. You know, I think there's, you know, each game there's maybe a little points of emphasis, and you know, obviously they're a highly efficient offensive team and very good in transition and very good at the three-point line, and you know, but really they're a complete team. They can score a lot of different ways, and so we're going to have to be really good defensively.
You mentioned that defense. If you had to maybe sum up what you guys are defensively, how would you do that?
I don't know, a work in progress. And I think our activity and just our competitiveness, you know, I think has been pretty consistent, you know, for the last, you know, for a good stretch of time. And I think when we're active and guys are early to rotations, guys are early to shifts and all of those things, and then committing to closeouts, you know, it's a lot of little things that go into, you know, trying to be a good defensive team. And when we're active, then that's when we're at our best defensively.
How much do you feed off of Damari as far as that's evolved? And having him back, how much does that mean to set the tone defensively?
Yeah, Damari is invaluable to us. And he does, you know, kind of give us a presence and set the tone and all those kinds of, you know, things that are really important. You know, to see him out there and just, you know, he competes on every possession. He really wants to get stops. He has a defensive identity, and I think it carries over to our group. And, you know, Damari's so important to us in all ways, but, you know, the defensive end, he really gives us kind of a huge presence.
How much of a defensive improvement can you attribute to personnel changes from the offseason to trust within the organization and the players?
I think it's a lot of little things. I don't think there's any one thing that's allowed us to be trending in the right direction defensively and getting better. But I think we are better individually. You know, I think you add, you know, obviously Al coming back and healthy, his activity and the way he can impact the game defensively. And Taubo and Kent, you know, have really helped us on the wing defensively and coming off the bench. You know, I think Perro's a really underrated defender, and Mike's working, and Dennis has really improved. So I think it's just like, you know, little bits and pieces or little incremental improvements all across that needs to continue.
Team and the arena and the city and how it's changed over the last few months?
Well, it's been great for the city, I think, to come out and support and get excited about our group, and we very much appreciate you know, that support and the excitement. We feel it in the arena, we feel it during the games, and you know, hopefully we have a group of guys that, you know, everybody can get excited about and be proud of.